Okay, let's begin. We're up to Perek Gimel, towards the end of Perek Gimel. Okay, we're up to the end of Perek Gimel, Pasuk. We're up to Pasuk Nun Dalet. Pasuk Nun Dalet, the third of the letters of the Tzadit. Tzofu Mai Malreishi Amarti Nigzarti. Water itself is floating. Water was floating upon my head, Amarti, and when the water got to my head, I said, Nigzarti, I am finished. I am doomed. Now, what exactly does that mean? Let's see Rashi. Rashi puts in the lid on Tzofa Maim. Shabizman Shabo Odom Bamaim Ad Mosnov Adain Yesh Tikva Aval Im Tzofu Maim Al Roshai. When a person goes into water and the water is up to his waist, so that's no big deal. Nothing's going to happen. But when the water gets to your Tzofa Maim, the water begins to float. Al Roshai Oz Omar Ovdo Tikvasi. My hope is lost. Avol, this is what I said. Now, Rashi here is telling us that Pasuk Nun Dal should be read in together with Pasuk Nun Hey. Avol ani, I Yirmiya, ani oisekein elo karasi. I called out to Hashem. Pasuk Nun Hey, karasi Shem Hashem yibar tachtios from the lowly pit. So it's Yirmiya saying that I never gave up hope, even though the water has come over my head, even though I said nigzarti, I have been cut off. Cut off here, Rashi seems to translate as ovda sitikvasi. My hope is lost. That's how Rashi translates nigzarti. Yirmiya is speaking. I was in such a matzah, but I did not give up hope. Let's see the targum pasuk nun dalid. Shatu maya al reishi. Water floated upon my head. But yeah, Amoris, I said, Amoris b'memri, I said b'memri in my thoughts. So here Rashi says, these words never came out of my mouth. These thoughts, these words were said in my mind. Is gazris min olmo, I am cut off from the world. The Targum appears to be bothered that if the Pasuk Nun Dalet is a contradiction to Pasuk Nun Hey, because Pasuk Nun Hey says, Karasi Shem Hashem, I called out. But if I called out that I have hope, how could he possibly, but it says in Pasuk Nun Dalet that he declared that I have no hope. So he's saying that Pasuk Nun Dalet means I said to myself, it was a thought, it was not an actual complaint. And this is a very powerful yeso. The person is not responsible for his machshavas. Ruba de ruba, you're not responsible, it's natural. Person to be in a matzah of sakana, there are thoughts, there are difficult thoughts, but the avod of a person is to control his thoughts and to negate them and instead do what his mind tells him is right. Even Yirmiyahu Hanavi, here it says Omarti, I said in my mind Nigzarti, that's it, it's all over. Yirmiyahu, you know who Yirmiyahu was? He was a Navi, the time of the Churban, on the Madrega, the Ruach HaKodesh, who he was, from the greatest Navim that ever lived, and he's saying that there's no hope. How could he say that? The answer is, yeah. Yirmiyahu HaNavi is also a human being. And based upon the situation at hand, he said, Amarati, I said in my thoughts that there is no hope. And Pasuk Nun Hey, he had to overcome his difficulty and say, I'm going to mispal to Kadosh Baruch Hu for him to save me. Let's see the next. Now, in the Rashi, next Rashi, Tzofu Mayim, Umoy So'olam, who is the Mayim? Mayim here refers to the nations of the world. They are the ones that are trying to drown us. They're trying to suffocate us by putting us into, by pouring water over our head and drowning us.
There are a number of such references.
In Chazal, of the Umos.
Yeah, trying to drown us.
Okay. Now we come to Pasuk Nun. Now we begin the Kufs. Okay, we're winding down. Perek Gimel is coming to an end very quickly. Karasi Shimcha Hashem Yibar Tachtios. I called your name Hashem. Yibar Tachtios, from the lowly pit. There is no Rashi and Pasuk Nun Hey. That was really part of the previous Pasuk. But here in the Targum, Pasuk Nun Hey says, Salesi Lishmach Hashem Mingov Ar Isa. I was mispalel to your name from the pit. Okay, there are some midrashim that tried to connect this with Daniel. Daniel was the one that this all goes back to what it says in Pasuk Nun Gimel. At some suba bar chayai, they suppressed. How do we touch tzamsu? I forgot already. Tzamsu means they cut me off.
They confined me. Samsu really means to be confined in a pit of my life. Fayadu evan bi, they put a stone upon me, and then they poured water, they flooded the pit. But I called out and I survived. And all of this alludes to Daniel. Daniel was put into a pit in the Goyv Harayos in the pit. So a lot of the Midrashim focus on what happened to Daniel. Okay, let's go to Pasik Nunvav. Koili Shamata. You have heard my voice. Shamata is in the past tense. You have heard my voice. Al Talem Oznecha. Do not close up. Talem, do not make your ear deaf. And Elaim is a deaf mute. The reason why he can't speak is because he never learned the sound. He never learned how to speak. And the reason why he never learned how to speak was because his ears are not functioning. Al Talem Oznecha Lirav Chasi. Do not make your ears deaf to my do not make your ears deaf, Lirav Chasi, in order to bring forth Revach. Revach is expanse, l'shava, relief, l'shava, see my salvation, relief and salvation. Rashi, Rashi nunvav, there is a Rashi, let's see the Targum, nunvav, salasi ka belta, my prayer, you have received kabelta bezimna hahi, at that time, you Hashem have heard my prayer, ucha'an, and then, because you have heard my prayer, lo tichsei udnach, do not deafen your ears. Tichsei means to close your ears, to cover your ears. Udnach is your ears. Milikabalah, from accepting tzilosi, my prayer, le'ar v'chusni, in order to grant me relief, begin ba'usi, through my prayer. So Rash Targum here, I did just translate the words different than what I said. He is telling you us that the word Lishavasi, I'm sorry, I said Lishavasi means salvation, right? Lishavasi means prayer. Leravchasi, Lishavasi, these two words have to be translated together. That my prayer, we have to really read it backwards. My Shavasi comes from the word it means, again, I don't have the exact shurish, it means my prayer. My prayer is what is going to bring about my relief. And do not deafen your ear from listening to those sounds. Now, the question obviously is, what is going on over here? If the pasuk begins and says, Koli Shamata, you have heard my prayer, so why then is the end of the pasuk saying that, do not deafen your ear? You did hear my prayer. So it means this is something which a lot of the Bali Musa say, that when there is no such thing as a tzila that goes unanswered. The only thing is, it's not necessarily answered now. The tzila can be answered. It can be answered in 50 years, in 100 years, and sometimes we see in Klal Yisrael, so we see that miracles happen. And the Baalei Musar tell us the reason why those miracles are happening is because it could be that many, many, many years ago, Klal Yisrael was mispalel, and Hashem at that point did not answer their prayers. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted the prayer and put it away for safekeeping at a later point in time when those prayers would be effective in bringing a salvation. Sometimes we have like a story, like they said this about Rachmana Litzlan last year, the three boys were abducted. And for how many days was it? I don't remember the number of days. It was it 2-3 weeks?
18 days.
How many?
18 days.
18 days, no one knew where they were. And Klal Yisrael responded, got together, and we were mispalel to a very great degree, did acts of chesed, did accomplished incredible things during those 18 days. And then it was revealed, Huver Hadavul Mafreya, that they probably, we don't know all the details, they probably were taken to the Olam HaEmes almost immediately. So what about those 18 days? 18 days of intense tefillah. So people, Rabbanim, I'm not saying this, this is what I'm saying, is that during the war that followed, the war, what was the war called again? I'm forgetting all the names of all these terms that he invented. The war that followed right after that the, what? Protective Edge, what was it called? What was it called? The missiles from Gaza, Protective Edge. Was that what it was called? No. Okay, whatever. The war that followed for the entire summer. Okay, how long did it go on for? It went for the whole summer, Kamat. For 6 weeks. The war that followed, there were nisim v'niflos. There were mamish miracles. Miracles that happened, that we were spared. Well, it could have been infinitely worse. And you can't say that the tefillos of those 18 days set the stage, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was stored in Shemayim, thank you, was stored in Shemayim in order to spare us from the tzaras. The Rachmanos here stood people who are not well. And everyone, all the friends and family, they rally, they get together on their mispalel, they storm the heaven with tefillah. And nothing happens. The person, Rahman al-Slan, he dies. So does that mean all of the tefillos were wasted? Chas v'sham, those tefillos are stored, they're put away for storage at a later point in time, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it's necessary, he listens to those tefillos, and he uses it. That's exactly what this pasuk here is saying. The pasuk is saying, Koli shamata. There is no question that when you are mispalel, Hashem hears your prayer. The only question is, will HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow that prayer that he heard, will he allow it to enter into his being to the point where he will react now? Or will he say, listen, right now the answer is no, but Koli Shamata, that's a given. Koli Shamata is a given. Hashem hears our prayer and it's there with him. Will it penetrate further to bring salvation now, at this very moment in time? That is no guarantee. So here Yirmiyah is saying is, I'm really desperate, and I'm praying to you. I don't have time that the prayer should be answered later. I need the prayer to be answered now. Right now, Klal Yisrael is in a very great sakana. I need salvation. I need instant relief. I don't have time to Koli Shamata. I have faith in you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you hear my tefillah no matter what. The issue is, will you answer me now, will you answer me later? I'm therefore making a second request. Al talem oznecha l'rav chasi l'shavasi. Do not delay. Do not delay the response. Do not let that your ear should be, at this moment, should be deaf to hear my prayer to bring about my salvation immediately at this point in time. But if you're not going to listen at this point in time, again, I have faith that you'll listen to me at a later point in time.
Right.
Yeah.
When a person is facing death, that feeling is so strong.
Yes.
And they know that it's fatalistic. They know it's going to happen. So it's within a moment or two or whatever it is. You're saying what happens to the tefillah?
It's stored for a later point in time.
For someone else?
Yeah.
For
Klal Yisrael, for his own descendants, his own children, his grandchildren, his relatives, or for Klal Yisrael, Kol Yisrael Arevim Ze Lo Ze. Okay, that's one. Another idea that the Parshim pointed out in this pasuk is the word L'Rav Chasi. L'Rav Chasi, good morning. L'Rav Chasi means Revach. Revach means, we know that in the Torah there are parshios. There's a parsha stum and a parsha psucha. Either it starts on a new line or it starts on the same line after a blank space of nine blank spaces. A parsha stum is like a paragraph break, and a parsha psucha is like a new page, a new chapter. I don't know, but there's a parsha stuma, it's like a paragraph, and parsha psucha is a new chapter. So the question is, why? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the Torah in such a way? Why do we have to have spaces? So Chazal say, to give revach lehispainin ben inyin leinyin. Before you proceed to go further into the next chapter, you're supposed to reflect. You're not supposed to jump. You finish a parasha, you're supposed to take a pause, reflect what you've studied, what you've learned. It takes time to absorb that lesson in your mind. And then you can proceed and go on to the next section. When Parshas Vayechi, beginning of Parshas Vayechi, there is no blank space. Is it the only parsha?
Yes.
The only parsha that begins without a parsha psucho or a parsha stuma. And the question is, why? So Rashi comments in the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, why is this parsha start in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of a sentence, middle of a paragraph? Because since Yaakov Avinu was nifter, due to the difficulty of Golus, since Golus is now, Yaakov Avinu's Misa is when the real Golus begins. When Yaakov Avinu died in Mitzrayim is when already the Egyptians began to start thinking differently about the Jewish people, about subjugating them, about torturing them, and squeezing them for labor. That's when it all began. So their hearts and minds were closed. It was sasam. What do you mean it was sasam? So I think the one who explains really in detail is Rabbi Wolfson. He explains, what does it mean sasam? Because why is there normally space? Space normally is to give revach lehispainein ben inyilins. It allows you to absorb, to pay attention.
Breathing room
to understand what's taking, what has happened. The sorrow of Golus. Okay, this is a very powerful idea. The greatest tsari of Golus is we have no time to have revach lehispainin ben inyin leinyin. We have no time to dwell and understand what is going on. The messages of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like people who are very busy people, they complain that the entire day they're busy putting out fires. The entire day they're busy responding to emails. People the whole day are demanding, I want this, I want this, I need this, I have this emergency. Many people the whole day they're busy with crisis management. They're busy responding to demands at work, demands. They would love to have some time, not vacation time, not to go, time to be creative. Time, I have a project. I want to do something. Whatever I want to do. I need some time. Revach lehisplaining ben inyan leinyan to be creative and do something new, or just stop. When you're too busy, life just flies by, and you don't really have a chance to enjoy it or to learn the lessons that life has to offer. Life has a lot of lessons to offer. The person's neshama, you grow from life experience. But you need a little breathing room in order to grow from that life experience. And Golus will always, the Klal Yisrael as a whole, we're running from place to place, responding to Tsaris and Eretz Yisrael and Golus, and here and there, we lack that Revach Lehisplein Ben Inyin Lenin. When the Golus began in Parshas Vayechi, it began in a Parsha Stuma. There is no break between Parshas Vayigash, Parshas Vayechi, it is Sosum. Because this is the essence of Golus. There is no Revach. There is no Revach lehispainin ben inyan leinyan. Here, when Yirmiyah is in Spaltik of the Shpoch, and he says, Ribbono shel Olam, I'm drowning, Tzofu mayim al roish yomarti negzorti, I'm finished. Kodos yishim Hashem yibor tachtios. This is all Golus. Koli Shemot, I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you heard my prayer, and the only question is, will you listen to me now, listen to me later on? Al Talim Oznechol Lerav Chosil Shavosi, my cry should result in at least a little Revach. A little Revach Lehispoinin Ben Inyin Leinyin. Open up Parshas, make an opening between Parshas Vayigash and Parshas Vayechi in order to give me some ability to deal with Golus. Let's go to Pasuk Nun Zayin. Karavta, you have come close. Biyom Ekra Eko. Hashem, I know you can do it. Because in the past, you have come close to me on the day that I have called out to you. Amarta, you have said Al Tira. I know, Hashem, that you in the past, whenever I had a tzara, Karoiv Hashem l'chol karoav l'chol asher yikru'uhu ve'emes. We say this in davening, in Ashrei. I know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are close to me. In the past, you have responded. So therefore, why should this time be any different? Rashi, karavtu, you have come close to me. B'yom ekra eka, on the day that I have called out to you. Kach ha'yisi ragel b'yom ha'rishonim l'karev, b'yom ha'rishonim l'karev elai b'yom kari. In the shanim kadmonios, in the earlier years, you always came close to me when I prayed to you. And therefore, now it should be no different. Now the Medrash says that what he's referring to is Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu, when he met Esav, Ma'isav al Simul Abanim, by Yishlach Yaakov Malachim el Esav Achiv Arsa Asir Se'edoim, when Yaakov Avinu, when he was afraid that when he encountered Esav, this was a very great sakana. Esav could have easily wiped out the entire Klal Yisrael at that point. Esav came with 400 men. And when we talk 400 men, each man alone probably could have done the whole job himself. And Esav himself also could have done the entire job. Yaakov was vulnerable. He came with his 12 children and his four wives. And the Pasuk says that Yaakov was terrified. He did three things. He sent him a gift. He prepared for Melchama. And he was mispalel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered his tefillah, and the meeting was a success. He came out unscathed, even though Esav had a lot of hatred for Yisrael and Esav as Yaakov, even though he had tremendous hatred for Yaakov, he survived. So, Ribbono Shel Olam, you see, and that is Ma'aseh Avos Simin Labanim, that represents our encounter with the Umos Olam in the fullest sense. Yaakov was mispalel to you, he was mispalel, and you listened, and we survived. So Ribbono Shel Olam, we need the same thing now. And right now we are confronted with Golus, with the Umos Olam, they're trying to destroy us, and we need you to respond to us like you've done in the past to Yaakov Avinu. So therefore the Medrash says, Karavta b'yom ekra eka, you have come close to our forefather, Yaakov Avinu, who's in the Shvatim, on the day that he called out to you, Amarta, you told Yaakov, Al tira, do not be afraid. There's an exact reference to where it says Al Tira. I don't know where it is. I don't remember the exact pasuk. But Hashem told Vayira Yaakov Meot. Yaakov was very afraid. That's Vayetzelo. And what did Hashem say to him? Yaakov, I don't remember the exact pasuk. Hashem told him, "Don't worry, I'm going to take care of you."
He didn't realize at that time. Before Hashem said, he didn't really answer him.
Not to worry. But it seems, so that's the depth. But you have to, now this pasuk says, Al Tiraf, you have to read between the lines what happened, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to some, there is some reference, at least between the lines.
Saying that, you know, that's God was saying, why are you praying now? I told you that I would take you to Shakti B'Shalom Al Beis Avi.
Shema Yigrim.
What are you talking about?
Well, he said, Shema
Yigrim. Trust me.
But Shema Yigrim Achit. That's right. What I said. The Chit. Yeah. My absinthe.
He was afraid. That's why he was afraid. Because Hashem didn't answer him at all.
Right.
It was after the whole Maisa God came to him and said.
Said to him, then you're going to be okay. And Chanami, okay.
By the way, the previous passage, Kalisha Mata.
Oh right, yeah, the attacker. Yeah, so then it's safe. This pasuk we say is a very powerful pasuk. Al tali mosli. Yeah, you're right. Very much. So we say that in Rosh Hashanah. Part of the slichos. Koli shamata al talim oz. Before shayfi, you're right. Before you're right. Al talim oz. You're right. It's one of the seven psukim. Koras satan. It's the first pasuk. It's the first pasuk of Koras satan. The seven psukim. Koli shamata al talim oz. The Balshati screamed this pasuk. The Shabbos. So it's only in a few weeks from now. Before we turn around, we coming to the yamim and the roim. So in achnami, this pasuk is I should have really checked that out more. I did see this pasuk. Yeah, it made reference to that. Okay. Okay. So this is Amarta Al Tira. No, so I think Al Tira. Maybe what it refers to is the Sar Shel Esav Barcheni. When he told Lomazet Tishal Lashmi. Yaakov, the night before he crossed over to greet Esav, he wrestled with the Sar Shel Esav, and the Sar Shel Esav blessed Yaakov Avinu. Vayivarecheu. The Vayivarecheu is the equivalent of Al Tira. because the Sar Shel Eitzah was commanded by Kadosh Baruch Hu to give a bracha to Yaakov Avinu, he's also a representative by Varach HaSoshan. That is, he was terrified, he was afraid, but in response to that fear, Hashem sent him the Sar Shel Eitzah, the very enemy himself, and gave him a bracha. That is the Altira Amarta, you told me, Kadosh Baruch Hu, do not be afraid. When your enemy is the agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell you, to bless you, that's the equivalent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling you, do not be afraid. It's one thing when I go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you can go to battle, and I'm telling you, don't be afraid. It's even a greater bracha when the enemy comes to at the battlefield, he blesses you. That's the ultimate way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling you. Okay, it cost him, you're right.
Another mafarish why that happened, to make him look like a sorry sight, that he was all disheveled and dusty.
Nebuch, Rachmanis on him.
Nebuch.
Rachmanis case. Humanitarian aid. Okay, let's go to Pasik Nun Ches. Rafta, do we do the Targum? I don't think we do the Targum. Pasik Nun Zayin the Targum. So we didn't do the Targum yet. Kirivta Malocha. This is where I talk about our source. You see, this is where Kerivta Malocha Lishes Vusani. You sent a Malach Lishes Vusani to save me. Biyoyma, on the day Ditzalisilach, the day that I prayed to you. And Amarta, you said the Nemroch in your words, Lo Sidchof. So this is where I saw it from. This, the idea is, you sent the Malach. Who is the Malach? The Sar Shel Esav. In the past, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have been good to me. I pray to you. Vayira Yaakov Ma'od Vayetzer Lo. And the Pesukim go on to say that he was Mispalel, one of the three things he did to prepare to meet up with Esav. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded by sending the Sar Shel Esav, who ultimately at the end blessed him. And the blessing was equivalent of the Malach saying, Hashem saying to him, Lo Sira, Lo Sidchol, do not be afraid. Pasim Ches, Rafta Hashem Rivei Nafshi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have taken up the cause. You have led the battle. You have been prevailed. Rafta, the Targum is going to translate to mean Notsesa. Notsesa means like to quarrel. You have quarreled. You have taken up my fight. You have engaged my enemies. The Rivei Nafshi, the quarrels of my neshama, Ga'alta Chaya, you have redeemed my life. There is, Rashi says, Rafta Hashem Rivi, Beyamim Sh'amu. This also is a continuation of Pasuk and Zayin in the past. In the past, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have always been good to me. You always have saved me from my enemies, and now is not a time to change. Nun Ches in the Targum, Notseisa Hashem Le'avdin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Le'avdin Le'Nafshi, Parwei, Hashem, you have... Notseisa Hashem Le'avdin Mitzuso Le'Nafshi Kama. You have fought. You have taken up the cause, the quarrel of those that have done harm to my neshama. Mitzusa means the same rive. It means the people that are trying to cause me pain. Those that are trying to fight and quarrel with me, you have taken up my cause. And the pasuk includes in Targum, Parekta min yidehoin chaya, you have redeemed from their hands my life. You've always in the past spared me. And again, now is not the time for you to change your custom. Pasuk nuntes, Re'is Hashem avo sasi, Shafta mishpat Hashem, you have seen my Avosasi, my injustice. Shafta mishpati, you have judged in the past mishpati, my cause. Rashi, Re'is Hashem avosasi, Batsara hazos, you have seen avosasi. Here is the coin to Rashi, is the present. You, Hashem, have seen now what is taking place, all of the injustice that is being brought upon me, and therefore, Shafta Mishpati, Rashi, Kasha, Sisikvam, demanding that you judge my case just like you've done in the past. Nun, test in the Targum, Chazeso Hashem, Seroch, Disrichuli, HaKadosh Baruch, you have seen. The Seroch means the Avla, the injustice, that's the word ava sasi, the injustice that disrichuli, which my enemies have brought upon me, dona dini, and serve as a judge. And the medrash, very popular medrash, all of the Svarim quote the same medrash with Hadarion. So what was the Maisa? There was a person that was the Hadrian came to visit the city. He came to inspect one of his cities. And there was a Jew. There was a very nice honored Jew, and he sees the Hadrian is walking in the street with his entourage. This is before 9/11, so there wasn't so much security. So you're able to walk right up to the king and the president and say hello to him. So he says, Shalom Aleichem, Your Majesty, Shalom Aleichem. So, what's his name again? I can't pronounce it. Hadrian says to him, Who are you? I'm the rabbi here. You're a Jew?
That's right.
A Jew has the chutzpah to greet the king? What kind of chutzpah? You lowlife. How do you even have the chutzpah to come near me? Chop off his head. So they chop off. One of a sudden they kill the rabbi. So word goes out. It's published all over what happened. Everyone is terrified. He goes to visit. Hadrian visits the next city. And the Jews there are standing on the street, you know, to makabel upon him, but no one would dare go over to Hadrian and greet him. So he says, call me the local rabbi. The local rabbi comes and says, how come here no one came to greet me? So he said, how come? I said, well, they're Heretz. I know we're afraid of you. He says, their Heretz is that you should give shalom to me. Chop off his head. Okay, chopped off his head. Now the other version is not really what it says, but I think it's alludes to. So they complained, they sent a letter to him, they said to him, It's not fair. The first rabbi you chopped off his head because he said he greeted you. The second one you chopped because he did not greet you. So what's going on? So he says to the delegation, you're telling me what to do? Chop off all your heads. It doesn't say that exactly, but it really, that's what the Medrash alludes to that. You're telling me what to do? It actually says those words. He killed them all, so everyone was killed. So this is the ultimate injustice. This, according to the Medrash, and plus, you know, the third part is also very important. The third part is extremely important to enhance it. You're telling me what to do. The Medrash says that, but doesn't say at the end that he killed them. But I'm embellishing it. He killed them also. He killed them.
With that in mind, that's what the Malbim translates the pasuk as. At least when you punish us for the sins that we did, you're doing it out of justice.
Justice. This mishpat.
You give us over to the goyim over there, they're just taking revenge.
Yeah, I mean,
they have no rhyme or reason for what they're doing to us other than anger.
You can't say save us from the torture they're giving us because Hashem sent them to give them the torture.
But they go overboard.
They go overboard, and I'd rather be hit by you.
Right, because you will do with justice. That's the famous word, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes into consideration collateral damage. And the Umos Olam, the person is in prison, the person is punished, what about his wife? What about his children? What about his parents? What about the community? Everyone that he knows suffers shame and embarrassment that they were associated with this person's guilt by association. It's a terrible thing. We live in an imperfect world. There's no way a person does an Avera. When he's punished, everyone has to be punished with him to some degree. Is that really fair? Well, you have no choice. You have to set up a system of law and justice. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes into cheshbon every single thing. If there is going to be a member of the family that does not deserve this suffering, HaKadosh Baruch Hu postpones or is moichel. That's what they say, Nadav Aviyu. If Nadav Aviyu had children, Chazal say they would not have died, even though they did a terrible Aver. All the long list of Averis. Chazal tried to.
It says, was Moshe interceded and said, what about Elazar and Summer?
They have children. Because the collateral damage. If they're going to die, who's going to raise their children? These children are going to be raised without a father. You know that know how much tzar that's going to bring? All right. So Hashem, I'm not going to do anything to them. Had not of Aviv, it's an insurance policy. If you are associated with many people, so that it's an insurance policy that they don't have to suffer. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be moichel you with you all alone. You just go at it alone. You're isolated, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can punish, and it can be much harsher. So here is the same idea, that this idea, this medrash, really to a very great degree defines our suffering in galus. Whatever we do is no good. Whatever you do, whether. Like, especially in Eretz Yisrael, if you're good to the Palestinians, it's no good. If you're not good to the Palestinians, it's no good. And the people who, and if we tell them, we try to explain ourselves, it's also no good. It's in every, from every angle, whatever you do, it's be guilty. There's nothing you can possibly do to find favor in the eyes of the Umos HaOlam. And that's really, it speaks quite a bit about the situation we find ourselves in the modern world, in our relationship with the Umos HaOlam. Okay, Pasuk, so we did the Rashi entire Pasuk, Samach Ro'isa Kol Nikmasam, you've seen all of their vengeance, Kol Machshavai Samli, all of their thoughts against me. Let's see, when there is no Rashi, the Targum Pasuk, Samach, Gilei Kodamach, it is revealed before you, Kol nik mas hoin, all of their vengeance. Or kol mizi mas hoin olai, all of their plans against me. Only Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, we only know just a fraction of what they were planning to do to us. Right? Every so often we hear Hashem does miracles behind the scenes. The machshavei samli. So there's a Kol Goyim, because only the Goyim really know what they were planning to do against us, and we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, miraculously has canceled their plans, and we never even found out about it, but they knew about it. So only they can sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing the Hashkacha Pratis in being prevented from causing us harm.
Once the conference, they had a list of all the Jews in all the countries. They had a list of the number of Jews in the United States.
Yeah. I remember there was a very chashu person. He was a neighbor of mine. He was nifta a long time ago, and that's what he would tell me. I would walk home with him from shul. From sometimes he walked very slowly, needed some help, so we walk with him slowly, and he would always say, "In America, we're all survivors." People, they talk about Holocaust survivors. Oh, this person was a Holocaust survivor. His whole family, he lost all of his children in the Holocaust. He came to America, he remarried. He adopted children. He was living by his adopted son. And he was a Holocaust survivor. He was a very chashu person. And he always would say that to me. He would say, in America, we're all survivors. You think the people who were in Poland and in Europe who survived, they're survivors. Hitler wanted to come to America. That was the plan.
Ed Koch used to say that.
Oh, right. We're all survivors. Anyone that's alive and al pi derech hateva, they could have done it. It could have happened.
Submarines, right?
It could have happened. There were miracles. There were miracles that happened in Eretz Yisrael. They're on the way to Eretz Yisrael also. To Eretz Yisrael, they could have wiped out the whole Eretz Yisrael. It could have happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that prevented it, and therefore everyone is a survivor.
They tell that story about the last minute that Rommel got turned around. He was headed for Palestine.
Right. There are many stories. America, the winter, they say one of the great miracles is that the winter of 44, the winter of 44 was unprecedented. The harshness of the winter, it was an extremely brutal winter. Had the temperature been average, it would have been a different war. And Rahman al-Stan would have been a lot, lot worse. The intensity of the winter of 44 is what
Western Europe. Even D-Day, the oceans were very rough.
Very rough.
That one day that it cleared, they had postponed it. The meteorologist was Jewish. I don't know who was from now, but he's the one who, that was the one day.
They were able to get in, calm down. They were able to.
A lot of factors involved.
Yeah. So everything happens.
Right, correct. So he ran, he left to go back to Berlin to celebrate with her, and he wasn't there at D-Day. And they saw all these crazy.
All these stories. Of
listen, in 1863, Kentucky voted to kick out all the Jews from Kentucky. But Lincoln just. We were kicked out of the state.
I think Grant
didn't like the Jews. Too many Jews were on the side of the North. Even though there was some on the south,
this is
obviously.
Grant was an anti-Semite.
Judah Benjamin financed the Confederacy.
That's right. Grant was an anti-Semite.
He died of cancer.
Pasuk Samach Aleph Shemata Cherpasa Hashem Kol Machshavos Simola. You heard their cherpa, their insults. All their thoughts are against me. This pasuk was created for the United Nations. Okay, it's not a joke. This is mamish for the United Nations. Cherpasam is how many resolutions have they passed? It's like 90% of the resolutions are all against Eretz Yisrael, and it's all they do the whole day. All they're busy with is Machshavaisam, Israel, they've done this, they've done that, apartheid state, all these nuschois they've created, that's the ultimate insult to say, an apartheid state. What?
It's racism.
All these are Zionism is racism, Cherpasam, that's a Cherpa. Kol Machshavaisam Olai, the Umos Olam, the body of the Umos Olam, they're all against me. Samach Aleph in the Targum. Shemiya Kodamach Kisu Fehoin. Hashem, it is heard before you. Shemiya Kodamach Kisu Fehoin Hashem. The Hashem, you have heard their insults. The word Kisuf is an insult. Kol Mizim Asoin Olai, all of their planning is. Their thoughts, the mazimas, their thoughts are against me. Pasach samach beis sifsei kama vehegyoinam olai kolim, the same idea. The lips of those who rise up against me, vehegyoinam, and their thoughts olai are against me kolim the entire day. Targum samach beis sivas kamin olai, the lips of those who rise up against me, vehegyoinhoim, and their thoughts. Veheg yon hon olai kol yoma, are upon me every single day. Okay, it's very interesting. You have many different expressions of thought. You have, so far we have nigmosam machshavoy, machshavoy appears twice. Is kol machshavoy sam li, kol machshavoy sam olai. Okay, that's back in pasach samach aleph. And then for another word for machshava is hegyoinam olai kol hayoim.
Hegyoin is a dibur.
Is that
whatever
so?
Whatever they speak, whatever they say.
Higoyon? Isn't higoyon mean a thought? I thought hegyoin means a thought. Dibur means, okay, pagimaim. Rayon is a thought. Let me see what it says over here in the article. Just curious. Paragimel pasik samach aleph. Samach beis. The speech and thoughts. Okay, no, in a chanam, I in panim utara. Higoyon normally means a thought. Okay. I just want to make a ha'ara. I don't know. I didn't see anything, but. We have read through over here a few psukim, and there are two words that the psukim seemingly use for a thought. There's a machshava and a higoyon.
What?
The hegyon libi lefonecha.
Thought.
The hegyon libi lefonecha. Now notice it says hegyon libi. So possibly there's an emotional thought and a rational thought. So possibly that's the difference between the two. First it says here, kol machshavoy sam, all of their rational thoughts are against me, and all of their emotional thoughts, that's the hegyonam olai. They think, person thinks in two different ways. So possibly that's why we have a difference. But also it says word machshava twice. First it says, you have seen kol nikmasam, kol machshavoy sam li. There's a machshava that's li, and then there is a machshava that is oloi, upon me. What's the difference between machshavaisam li and machshavaisam oloi? And when it comes to the higoyon, it's higoyon olai, that's not enough, kol hayoin. There's an embellishment of kol hayom. So the point I want to make over here is that there are three different expressions of thought. The first one relates to re'ia, sight. The second one relates to shmia, hearing. And the third relates to speech. Okay, Mr. Rosen, I mean, what you're saying is true because when it says hegyoinam, that is in connection with the word sifsei. Right? There, obviously, there's repetition. Repetition has to be addressed. So there's Re'iyah. Look, Samach begins with Re'isa. Samach Alf is Shemiya. And Samach Beis is Dibur. With, when it comes to a thought of Re'iyah. Now, what does that mean? Sometimes you look at a person. Well, when you look at a person, you know what he's thinking. Right? You look at a person, sometimes the Machshava. The machshava written on his face, so you can see a person's machshava.
The Talmud says the samach beis dibur. You translate it as what he said.
Right. Okay, but Hegel, you can't deny it. Also means a thought. It means a thought that has
going to. Himself.
So, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can sometimes the thoughts are visible on the person's expression in his face. Sometimes you hear his thoughts. Listen what he said. Did you hear what he said? I didn't hear what I hear. Don't you understand what that means? Read between the lines. So sometimes a thought is expressed in between the lines, Shemiyah. And sometimes the person actually says what he's thinking. He says, you want to know what I'm thinking? I'll tell you what I'm thinking. I'll let you have it. That is the difference between seemingly the three different types of expressions of thought. There's a thought of Re'is Samach, Re'is Sokol Nikmosam, Kol Machshavaisam Li. The second is Shamatecher Pasam Hashem Kol Machshavaisam. In between the lines, you hear what they're thinking between what they're saying. And then they actually say it sometimes. Sifse Kama Ve'egenim Olai Kol Ayom. They actually say it. So you have these three ideas you have in Shabbos Chazoin. I'm Shabbos Chazoin. Now is the 3 weeks. We're now in the Ben Hametzalim. And we have three Haftorahs. So how does the Haftorah of this week begin? Shimu. Oh, sorry. Divrei Yirmiyo ben Chilkia. First comes from the Gimel de Poranusa. There are three haftaros of Poranos, of punishment. And this week is Yirmiya, and the next 2 weeks are Yirmiya. So Yirmiya, two Yirmiyas and one Yeshaya. Two Yirmiyas and one Yeshaya. How does the Yirmiya begin this week? Divrei Yirmiyo ben Chilkiyahu. So Divrei, words, Dibur. Next week is Shimu. How does it begin? Shimu. It says it begins with the word Shimu. I don't remember the Haftarah. And Shabbos Chazoin is Chazoin Yeshayahu ben Amotz Asher Chazo al Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. So the Bali Musar say is these three is what we're here to be misaking during the Ben Hametzarim. There is Dibur, Shemiya, and Re'iyah. Speech, koyach adibur, the koyach of listening, and the koyach of sight, of re'iyah. Each haftarah focuses on a different chush. These three. It's mamish what it says here. The umos ha'olam have planned and plotted against us with exactly these three things.
So there's between re'iyah and chaziyah.
Chazon is more intense. But it means the chazan is a vision. I'm not sure. There are 10 different expressions of a prophet is someone who sees. A chazan, you see. It means to see. So we have the three haftaras, which focus on the three different chushim. And here as well, the umos ha'olam, when they're plotting and planning against us, they're plotting and planning with their machshavas are in ro'isa, shamata, and sifsei komai, the lips of the koyach ha'dibor. And the machshavos of all of them are expressed through these. So it's like zeh l'umazeh. We have to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by listening to the prophets, by listening to Hashem's word or seeing Hashem's word, connecting to the Navi Chazoin, connecting to the Navi through the Koyach Adibur, connecting to the Navi through the Koyach of Shmiya, to counteract our enemies who are coming down against us with these three different types of Koyachos as well. All right, let's now go on to Pasuk Samach Gimel. Shivta v'kimasam habita Hashem. Look how when they sit down and when they get up, ani manginasam. I am their insult. Ani manginasam. Let's see, no Rashi. The Targum Pasuk Samach Gimel. Samach Gimel is mos vehoin uzekifas hoin. When they sit and when they stand up, istakel ana. Hashem, look at Habita, look what they do. Look what they do when they go to, when they sit down, and when they do, what they do when they sit down and when they stand up. Ano I zimor hoin, I am a song of insult, propaganda. They have songs, they sing like the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. They had propaganda songs, cartoons, films, entertainment. The whole entertainment industry was based on making litzanis of the dirty Jew. Making litzanis, we are the source. So I think I once saw that. Why does the pasuk say that when they sit down and when they stand up? Look, it's midah connected midah, because Chazal, one of the lists that the Chazal give is because the reason why the Chum Tavim was because we were mevatel kriyashma shel shachris and arvis. In the morning, we're supposed to say mimekabel ol malchus shemayim shma yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem echad b'shivtecha b'beisecha uvelechtecha b'lechu v'shachrecha uvekumecha. When you go to sleep and when you wake up, you're supposed to mekabel ol malchus shemayim. If we have failed to be makir, the Ribbono Shel Olam, when we go to sleep and wake up, Hashem is going to remind us. You don't want to mekabel me when you go to sleep and wake up. I'll remind you that I exist by bringing your enemies when they go to sleep and when they wake up. Their nursery rhymes and their alarm clocks and their entertainment late night. You know, the late night entertainment when they go to sleep, when they put on their television, they fall asleep watching all the jokes, all about Jews. You know why? Because Klal Yisrael, when you went to sleep at night, you should have been singing, Kriya Shema Al Amita or Ma'ariv. You don't want to do it. Mida connected mida, shiftam vikimasam habita, ani man ginasam, I am the, I am a song. The Targum is a very good Targum. He really tells us we're a song of insult for them. That these few last words, we have appreciation that we have here, a kinois. We used to have the kinois were up over there. They probably, I don't know where they put the kinois now. This is mamish right out. These psukim here, samach aleph, samach beis, and samach gimel. If you remember on Tisha B'Av, do I have a kinois here? I do have a kinois here. Look at that. I actually wrote with me a kinois. I'm preparing kinois now. I forgot that I brought this. The end. This is the kinois of the Dalid Malchios. Okay, Dal Malchios is towards the end, if I can find it. Oh, here it is. Oh, wow, it's even in brackets. I must have done this last year, 2 years ago. Okay, I'll just remind you, it's Kina 28. Chafches, Koyach. Kina 28 is the Kina of the Dalid Malchios. You know who's going to give us a shear of the Dalid Malchios in this Kina? We're giving an assignment now to Michal Miller. He wrote the book on the Dalid Malchios. The one that's fit to Darshan is Rabbi Michal Miller. You want to give a shear on this Kina, maybe, for us? Think about it. Your brother is listening. Your brother is listening, there it is, show. Okay, believe I don't put you on the spot, but this kina chaf ches kina. I'm sorry, please forgive me. I don't mean. I just want to give you covered. Kina chaf ches.
I don't mind.
I don't mind
the plug. I'm just.
Okay, don't worry about it. Sorry. Kina chaf ches is the kina of the Dalid Malchios. We go through first little hagdama, then it talks about Bavel, then Modai, Paras, which Paras of Yavon, and then Edom, and then I would say more than half of the Kina, it goes off on. Elaborates.
The first words of the Kina.
Eich tenachamuni hevel, v'chinori nepach leevel, benachlas hevel, kovar alai ol sevel ve'ich eich enochem. The refrain is ve'ich enochem. That's okay. And at the end it says exactly, just to remember we learned from Kino, Shamato Cherposam, Cherfuni Bisvasam, Shiftam Vikimasam, Ani Man Ginasam, Ve'ech Enochem. Okay, so this is right out of something to remember. And Eicha comes right out of here.
The Palestinian children, that's what they teach them all day.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what we said. That exactly what we said over here is that we become a song for their insult. Okay, let's see if we can finish the perek. Okay, Toshiv, we now have up to the last letter of the perek. Toshiv lechem gemul Hashem k'maaseh dem Hashem. Give them what they deserve. Here he is mispalel. This is the wind down. It's very powerful. The very last pasuk. By the way, the letter Tov, some say the letter Tov is not really part of, is the main part of the Aleph base. So every chiddush would say such a thing, that the last letter of the Aleph Beis is Shin, and Tav is like, it's like the closing, it's a different category, it's the closing letter of the Aleph Beis. You know, it's the finale. It's Koilel, the whole Aleph Beis. And that's why indeed over here, it's a prayer. See, it's a little different than the rest of the prayer. The rest of Perek, the whole Perek is descriptive. It's descriptive, it's passionate. The end is a pakasha. Hashem, we've gone through all the letters of the Aleph Beis now. Toshiv lochem gemul Hashem. Excuse me, kemaseh yedem. Get them what they deserve. Tite, let's see, Rashi, Pasuk Samach. There is no Rashi, Pasuk Samach. Samach Dalet, Samach Hei. Now let's see first the Targum, one Pasuk at a time. Pasuk Samach Dalet, Tesiv lochein gemula visha. Return. Tesiv means to return to them, gemula visha, what they deserve. Give them back with the Bisha Hashem ko'ivadei yideihon according to ma'asei yideh, mida k'neged mida. We are demanding that the umos olam get mida k'neged mida. Pasuk samachel of a long Rashi, diktuk Rashi, tidin lachem meginas leiv. Give them meginas. What does it mean? Meginas leiv. Meginas leiv means a broken heart. The word megina, it's a very hard word to translate. The Targum translates a broken heart. The Art Scroll, they translate it the same way, broken. I thought there was another translation, meginas. Meginas, slave. I don't know where that word comes from. Anyone know?
Maybe yogon.
Yogon is that's not broken. That's right. That would be anguish. Give them a heart of tsar. But it's not a broken, that's not broken. It means, so you want to say a heart of filled with anguish. A heart filled with tsar. So we're translating it broken. A broken heart. Ta'aloscha lohem. Ta'aloscha is...
You don't have to take it literally broken.
Okay, so it means then...
Give him a heart attack. Give him a heart attack.
We say that.
Now, ta'aloscha, I assume, means a curse. That's what I assumed.
Yeah, well, the evidence says it's from the root of Allah.
Allah, curse, right.
Well, the tough is unnecessary. He says it's an extra letter.
But, which is an extra letter? Which word?
Allah,
right.
Yeah.
Now, however, we're going to see that the Rashi translates it a little bit different. No'ale soret so'an. I mean, that I think that means they were lost. They wandered. Right, is that what it means? No'alu? No'alu means they wandered. Rashi, the Soret So'an. They wandered, the leaders of So'an. So Rashi seems to have a different translation. Here in the article, he translates it, they were cursed. Okay, we'll see the Targum. The Targum does not say, the Targum is another translation. Let's see right away what it says here in Pasuk Samachin. Let's first do the Rashi. Megina slave, Shever leif, a broken heart. Kamod at Omar, Amagnecha Yisrael. I'm probably not pronouncing that word correctly. Amagnecha Yisrael. Actually, you have the nekudos in your Amagnecha Yisrael. Asher mogein tzarein. Asher migein to deliver. Asher migein tzarecha b'yadecha to deliver. So it means to deliver, and deliver means in this context to break the enemy. When the enemy is delivered into your hands, it means the enemy has been broken. So it's a borrowed expression. Asher migein tzarech b'yodecha amagincha Yisrael. I have broken you, Yisrael. I have broken you, or I have broken your enemies into your hand. We translate Hashem migein tzarech b'yodecha, I have delivered, but that's not obviously not the precise translation. It means I have broken your enemies and thus given them over in your hands.
Is this one of those words you would say means one thing and its opposite?
Mogen is a shield.
Versus shield
is to protect you.
Yeah.
And migain would be to break. It means to not protect you, that you to be destroyed. Yeah, obviously. Yishrosh yisharesh, to take root, to uproot. Chalitza chilutz. Chalitza means to loosen. Chalitza means to loosen, and chilutz means to strengthen, to insert firmly into their socket. So here you want to say that mogin means to a shield. Shield means to keep you whole, to protect you. You should be complete. Migin means to break you, to break. So that's what it translates. That's what it translates over here. Tidin lechem migina slave, a broken heart. Dover acher migina slave oitem halef. What does it mean oitem? So here it means yogoin. Here we have the other translation. It means sorrow. Oitem means the closing up of the heart. Tzora va'anocha asher hi kimogain kineged libam. Tzora va'anocha is like a heart, like a shield opposite their heart. It's something that envelops their heart and goes upon them. Tsar. The Amafarsh of Loshon Tuga, the Yaga in Toya, those who translate it. I didn't prepare this correctly. Oitem, according to the second interpretation, Oitem means to conceal. The heart is concealed. Oitem Halev, Tsara Vanacha. Embrace or uncover the heart with Tsara Vanacha, Asherhi Kimogain Kineged Libam. Okay, so far we have two interpretations. Either means to break, we're taking the word mogain and we're making it into the opposite. Or we're saying, no, it means pshuto kimasho, means a shield. But here it's a shield of pain, a shield of tzara, of yogon vanocha. And now he alludes to what the Targum is going to say. Now Rashi is coming to reject the third possible interpretation of yogon, the amafosho b'loshon tuga, the yogon of sari, of sorrow. Toya is making a big mistake. The Targum did not know grammar, he's saying. Why? Because nun nefel espol, she'ein nun nefel espol, because here it says the word, it says miginas. The nun does not belong here. Yogoin, the nun does not belong. She'ein nun nefel espol, she'anun biyogoin ein asharish. The nun in the word yogoin at the end is not part of the sharish. Ela kegoin nun shel hamoin. Migizras homu. Hamu means a multitude. So you want to use the word multitude, and you want to give it some emphasis, you have the word hamon, you put a nun at the end in order to embellish the sherish.
To make it a noun.
To make it a noun, or to embellish it in some form. Kegoin uchgoin nun shel koloin. Migizras nikla. Nikla means to be, to insult, or to curse. So when you want to make it into a noun,
to make light of,
so he turns in from nikla to koloin. Kuchun nun shel tzioin. Ah, look at this. Migizras tzoyot. This is not Sion, this is Tsoyun. Tsoyun. Tsoyun means arid, desolate, dry, void of moisture. Tsoyun. That's Tsoyun. Yerushalayim.
Tsoyun means
arid. Tsoyun means desolate. There is Tsoyun, that's Yerushalayim. Tsoyun haloy sishali l'shlem asirayich. But then there's another word called Tsoyun. This is one of my favorite verloch. That Tsoyun, what does it mean? Why is it called Tsoyun? We have Yerushalayim and we have Tzion. So this is, I told this to some didactikim, some experts on grammar. No one told me I'm right. The best they said is, it's interesting, I have to think about it. I said, why is it called Tsoyun? I said, it comes from the word Tsoyun. Tsoyun is a desolate, arid land. And just like when you have a word and you can turn it into the opposites, Yishrash, Yishareish, Chalitza, Chilutz, Yiskol, Yisokel, all those words, same thing. Tsoyun means there is no water. There's no moisture. It's arid. When you change the Nikud of Tsoyun to Tsoyun, it means it's full of water. It's moist. It's saturated with Mayim. And what is Mayim in reference to Yerushalayim? Ki mitzion teitzei Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Hoi kol tzonei l'chu l'mayim. Ein Mayim ela Torah. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah. Torah is called water. So tzion means it's a land that is saturated with water. A land that is saturated with Torah. It's a land of Torah. Tsoyun means there's not even one molecule of water, of moisture. But when you change the Nikud from Tsoyun to Tsoyun, it's the opposite. It's a land that's saturated with water, and water in the context of Yerushalayim is Torah. Okay, but here he's focusing on that word, Nun Shel Tsoyun. Tzayun is Migizras Tzia, desolate. V'cheinun shel Shibaroin Shivroin Migizras Shever. V'cheinun shel Shimamoin Shigoin Nirali Shetzerch Loimar. Shimamon, so he says that the word Shimamon, shel Shimamon, Shigoin, Nirali, Shetzarch Loimar, Vikal Lahavin. I'm not sure what he's referring to. Shigoin, what is he referring to over here?
It means
Shimamon.
It's the same idea,
Vikal Lahavin. The nuns are not part of the Sherish. It's not part of the actual Sherish of the word, so therefore he says, so it's therefore different. You want to go say the word over here, the word over here in this passage, which we view this way, Tidlacham Mingat Slave. Mingat Slave, the nun here clearly is part of the Sherish. Rashi says, if the nun is part of the Sherish, there is no way in the world this word can mean Yogoin. Because the word yogoin, the nun is not part of the sharish. In the word of yogoin, the nun is not part of the sharish. Therefore, if you're going to hear it, has to be part of the sharish, and yogoin is not part of the sharish. So the two do not mix. So what then is the only possible translation of the word of neginas? Either it means in Rashi's first interpretation to break, to crush, to break the heart of our enemies, or it means put on a cover, envelop our enemies with agmas nefesh, with sarav anocha, embrace them, cover them, encompass them with sarav anocha, and don't tell me it means yogom, because that cannot possibly be. What does the Targum say to reject all of this? Targum pasik samache says, Titen lahon tivirus liba, give them a broken heart. Okay, he does it like Rashi. Give them a broken heart, he does it like that. A broken heart. Vishal ahusach shalhei lahoin. And that's the end of the pasuk, which means the yiga oisam, and torture them. So he's going on the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk means they shall be afflicted for the word ta'aloscha. Ta'aloscha we translate it to mean a curse, but it's not what Rashi says. It's not what he says. Targum's word is not a curse. It's the word v'shal'ahu soch shalhei. In this, it translates yiga tiga. To touch, and Rashi says, and if Rashi says talos chaloshon noalu sorry to her. So this is how I'm going to look this up more for tomorrow. The last part of this pasuk, see what it means.
Rashi,
yeah. Noalu
is to weaken, right?
Noalu sorry tsoyan. What does that mean? Noalu. I have to look at the pasuk.
They were weakened. I think so.
Okay, we have to look up the pasuk. But the simple translation, as Rabbi Mesky said, it means to curse. But it seems that Rashi and the Targum are not. The article also says to curse. They should be cursed. But Rashi and the Targum seem to have a different translation for the word. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick this up tomorrow.